Hello, friends. Today is Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018, and it's officially pumpkin spice season.
I thought that started in September.
Well, in some places, but like now it's starting to get cold.
When does Starbucks start serving it? I think that's the official date, right?
Probably September. I haven't actually been to a Starbucks, so I don't really know. Well, I've been to one, but I haven't been to one recently.
You gonna turn in your white girl card? Now, you might notice Wendell's not here. He has been called into an emergency summit. He is working on deciding a code of conduct that's inclusive for Deep Space Nine cosplayers. And that was more important than the news this week. Nothing we can do about it. But Krista's back from a long string of normie activities.
Weddings. So many weddings. I've been gone all weekend for my aunt's wedding, and now I'm back.
Abandoned her dog for an entire weekend.
I did. My dog. My dog. My boyfriend had to watch my dog. She loved that, though. I couldn't take her home with me.
No, I'm talking about last weekend.
What was I doing last weekend? I don't even remember.
You were glamping without the dog.
Oh, that's right, yeah. I was in the Smokies. Never mind. I do remember what I was doing. Wow. They all blend together. I'll be looking forward to next weekend where, like, I don't have to do anything.
You're supposed to be making memories, and you don't even remember them.
Listen, I took pictures. It's fine.
So, this week, it was a tough decision because we had two big stories. The Facebook story and the Musk story. We had to choose. I went with the Facebook story. I think it's a little bigger.
It is a little bigger.
And we have a lot of some big block of Facebook news. I think for the first time ever, we're going to lead with social media news on the Level 1 News.
Well, we had a period where like there was a new Facebook leak every other day.
Yeah, but we didn't lead with them.
That's true. It was like it was the big moneymaker.
But this is the big one. Margaret, was it Margaret? Red Fox. He would grab his heart. You don't know about that stuff. Anyway, Facebook, they've been hacked.
Facebook faces class action lawsuit over massive new hack. Basically, they can get hold of everything, just as always happens with these leaks.
Now, this is
nothing really new.
This is unique, though, in terms of they didn't lose your username and password. Nobody got into your personal details. What happened was the tokens. They got the tokens. So I don't use Facebook. I think I mentioned this to you.
I dabble.
You knew how this worked.
Yeah.
You can view posts as the person you intend them to go to.
So you can see if it's locked down or not.
Or if like you're wishing somebody a happy birthday, you want to see what the end result's going to look like, whatever. That view as feature allows your tokens to be stolen. And so that means that once they get your tokens, then they can use you to view as and get another token, and on it goes to the tune of 50 million users.
I would think there must be a UX way where you could have worded that better, where it's like only ex-friend could see this instead of having to do like a rock them symbol, like here's what it looks like, but
I don't know if that would have saved them.
Yeah.
This was definitely a programming error rather than, you know, like usually it's the poorly implemented database something like that. But this was just overlooking how the authentication tokens were delivered. So that's pretty bad news, right? 50 million. But from there, it only got worse.
Facebook hack gets worse as company admits Instagram and other apps were exposed to. Your Instagram thoughts are, they're in trouble.
Oh, man. Influencers.
Your influencers. Your beauty influencers. I got stuck in that black hole last night when I got home.
Because they all use the same authentication process, a lot of people log into these other apps with their Facebook login.
WhatsApp, Instagram.
It's so convenient. Well, they can get in there too. So your entire online persona can be hijacked. And now they have patched this, I believe, by now.
I would hope so by now.
But they could have gotten in there and changed your password already. You know, there's a lot of bad things that could have happened. So, yeah, it's a dark day.
How many stories do we have? I think at least five. At least five stories about various repercussions from this one thing.
And you know, it's especially in this part of the United States, those Instagram thoughts, this is like they're just getting into their yoga pants. This is a big time of year for them.
It is a big time. Yeah, you know, you got to blog your lattes and your new scarves and your cinnamon. And like, what about your Halloween costume?
You got a whole new wardrobe that you just entered into that you need to show the world. And it's going to be tough. It's going to be a tough time for them. And Facebook's going to have to answer for a lot.
Released a new naked palette? I mean,
What is that?
It's like eyeshadows and
who?
Urban Decay Naked Palette.
Oh, is that a makeup
It's a makeup brand, yeah. I actually don't know if they just released one, but I would imagine they would release one for fall.
Oh, fake news.
Yeah.
You think anybody in our audience could correct you on that?
I mean, someone might Google it. They have it's not like live chat. They have the opportunity to Google it, so they probably could, but I don't know if anyone would know off the top of their head.
Well, this is big news. You know, it's like I say, we decided to lead to it. And it's kind of fun to point out Facebook's failures because we hate them. And they're what's wrong with the world. But if you are a big Facebook user, you might not have heard about it. And you might be thinking, why didn't I hear about this?
Well, Facebook got automatically blocking stories about their massive data breach. So, you know, on the sidebar where they've got like all the news stories about like, here's things that are trending and happening. And basically any story that mentioned this blocked from Facebook news.
Yeah,
who could have foreseen this happening?
Of course, they have the big system where they combat fake news, as they call it. So they have the ability to go in there and sort of
determine what's fake.
Yeah, a given thing. Now, they, of course, were called out on this. They claim this was the anti-spam filter. Somehow this got into the anti-spam filter. Must have been because it was such a big story and so many people were sharing it. And the spam filter decided, no, we shouldn't be talking about
this. It got included because someone put it in there.
You think?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a serious accusation.
Let's put our tinfoil hats on because I think that's what happened.
I think you need just like one little tiny piece of tinfoil.
A bubblegum wrap.
It's a pretty easy one to believe. But they've undone it. They've apologized and said, yeah, you can now see that about that story. And you might think, well, you know, that's okay. They fixed it. It was bad, but it's over. That's all the bad news we have about Facebook this week. And once again, you'd be wrong.
Facebook is giving advertisers access to your shadow contact number. This is different than how they give advertisers other information, though. This can give you, like, your phone number can go out to an advertiser now.
Well, not only, it's much deeper than that. Now, last week we talked about the gender thing. You weren't here for that. So last week they were in trouble for, you can go on Facebook and you can be like, I don't want women to see this ad, right?
Yeah.
And people were posting jobs.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's a lot of fine-grained control over how you serve ads on Facebook. You can make a lot of choices. And you can even go down to only show this ad to people with this phone number, which is crazy, right?
Only show this ad to what? Like, do you take an ad out for your ex?
Maybe.
That's like, screw you, I'm doing great, Brad.
So you think, well, I'm safe because I don't put my phone number on Facebook. Only an idiot would do that, right? Well, you're not safe because what these researchers determined was when someone else puts in a contact phone number for you, or you put in a two-factor authorization phone number, Facebook will still use those to advertise to you.
What was crazy about it, too, is like even if you put in a fake number on your main profile, if it finds another number, it'll check against it.
It will learn. Oh. It will trust the other numbers over the fake number because it knows that's a fake number.
It knows.
Yeah, that's incredible. So you can imagine the shadow profile, the way that they're building this thing that you can't see that they actually advertise to. You putting in fake information, they don't even care about that. They're like, yeah, whatever, lie to us all you want. We know the truth. You can't escape the grasp. And if somebody else is putting in your phone number,
Who would do that? Like, that was the question I had. I was like, who would do that?
Well, I think a lot of people would do that. Because think about it. Like, you're using that as an address book. It's a mobile ad. You can get to it from anywhere. It's on your phone. And even if you get a new phone or whatever, and you don't have one of those plans where everything syncs over, you've always got Facebook. So why not store all your contact information there? I mean, this is the reason why, but people don't know that.
God, I hope none of my friends have done that. I bet they have.
No.
I use Facebook.
You're getting advertised too.
Stay in touch with family.
You deserve it. And just, you know, the train keeps rolling. And we find out from The Sun. Such a great website.
Well, good source there.
They're telling us what, you know, I think they were just like, how are we going to get on this dog pile? And they're telling us what we kind of already knew, but it's still, you know, it's a good headline.
Facebook logins being sold on the dark web for almost nothing. Hack attack. Look how tiny that headline is. Why is it so small?
This might be the mobile version. I don't know. Sometimes what they get shared is the mobile versions.
Design notes there.
But yeah, they found that they could buy basically your entire profile online. They looked at, it's like, okay, if I wanted to get literally every piece of information about you, let's say everything was available from credit card to address to online logins, every kind of big service, Google, Facebook, whatever, it would cost about £750 to completely own your existence. So
what's that in American money? Probably not much.
It's a little bit more than that. Pounds worth a little bit more than the dollar, I think. Maybe like $1.20, something like that per.
It's still not a lot.
No.
For your entire existence.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. You know, if you can use that to destroy someone.
Noted.
And this, it's almost like TechCrunch. I mean, this was on the 25th, so this was before that. But it just, they weren't really kicking them while they were down. It's sort of like they were setting them up for the fall.
Yeah, Facebook's plan to let companies it buys live independently is over. So if you're Instagram or WhatsApp, your internal structure is going away.
Yeah, they talk about everybody that... So Facebook realizes that someday they're going to be MySpace. It's inevitable.
Oh, and someone... Mark Zuckerberg is going to be Tom.
But he's not.
Remember Tom?
Here's the thing. He's not because he's purchased all of his enemies. He owns them now. Oh, you don't like Facebook? You're going to go to Instagram? Guess what?
I own it.
Still in his grasp. And he's still got the bankroll. When they keep coming up, he'll just keep buying them. Now, they've always in the past, they've promised. They're like, listen, we're buying these guys, but we're not going to mess with them. We're going to let them do their own thing. They're going to remain the CEOs. It's all going to be good. But what inevitably happens is they leave with a little bit of acrimony. And the WhatsApp and the Instagram founders have both left. Or there's four of them. All four of them have left. And some of them had some bad things to say about
the
corporate world of Facebook. So that whole myth of, it's like, yeah, we're going to buy you, but it's for the best. Well, those guys did make a lot of money, though.
Yeah, I mean, for those guys independently, maybe it sucks seeing the thing you worked really hard on, like, go down the crapper, but at the same time, you're getting paid however many millions of dollars.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
So that does ease the pain considerably,
You know, they print out some money and just, you know, cry on it.
I would be willing to suffer that kind of emotional damage for hundreds of millions of dollars.
Are you saying you would sell the level one forums for millions and millions of dollars?
Objectively, the level one forums is probably worth about $8.
You think?
Yeah.
I think they're worth maybe a little more.
Because it's like, okay.
10 at least.
It's a really nice house, but the vermin infestation is just out of control.
So many.
What are you going to
do? Well, like maybe all the house, like the kitchen's nice. The bathroom is nice. And then you go in the basement and that's the lounge and it's like, oh no.
It looks like
Looks
like a Clive Barker novel in the basement.
It's just terrible.
Yeah. So you're best off. It's one of those situations where they would have to set fire in a ring around it and then burn it so that all of the vermin don't escape to a nearby house.
Yeah. A nearby tech forum.
Which is where they came from originally. I think I would be able to suffer the slings and arrows there for those hundreds of millions of dollars. But you know who isn't willing to do that?
Class action lawsuit against Facebook alleges moderator's job gave her PTSD. So this lady was one of the moderators who had to basically look through any like flagged posts. You know, if there was murder, suicide, molestation, anything like that, she had to manually review it and make sure that it was flagged correctly. And, apparently that gave her PTSD, which I think it would me too, but that is kind of the job description.
Yeah. It's important to note that. I mean, what did you expect when you signed up for that job?
Yeah, I mean, I personally couldn't do it either. So I don't want to give her too much crap, but it's like, I mean, you did accept the job.
You have to. Well, maybe you don't know, but how long after, like that first night you go home and you can't sleep, you went back to work the next day. Right.
Yeah.
So
maybe she couldn't afford to go anywhere else, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's a point where it's like, okay, your mental health versus a paycheck, like.
Yeah, well, it's like somebody paying you to walk into a fire.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can't afford not to do this. Well, yeah, you probably can.
Yeah, you can find another job maybe.
But it is.
I don't think you can really train for that, right? Like, how much training do you have to be a Facebook moderator to sit around and review horrible videos all day?
Well, I guess maybe that's a good job. So, what about these guys that come back from war? And they already have these desensitized, you know, they're completely desensitized to the horrors. Maybe give them that job because they're already dead inside.
I feel like that would just like compound eventually and they'd bottle it up. Yeah. And then that would just end badly for everybody.
But it is, I mean, how else do you deal with it? Because they've proven that the AI isn't good enough?
I have no idea. It's a hard problem to solve, but I feel bad for the lady, but not bad enough to maybe think that she deserves a payout for it, because she was getting paid to do the job.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting how they rule on that, because and what is the solution? So let's say she wins that case. What do they change at Facebook to protect the existing moderators?
Or any site, really, because that's just part of the job.
Because you have to be, there has to be something between the normies and the filth. What is it? Maybe we just outsource it to other countries.
Who cares if they're Trump?
Nobody in India is going to complain. They're just going to do their job. Well, another problem, and this is a real big problem. We didn't know that it was a big problem till now, but now thanks to Jack Dorsey, we do know.
Twitter wants to crack down on dehumanizing language. This is a bit vague in terms of the wording here.
So you're already not able to come right out and attack somebody on Twitter, because they've already made those safeguards in place. But dehumanizing language is when you call somebody something less than human. So if I said, Krista, you're a parasite. Parasites are okay to kill. We do that every day. What if I said, Krista, you are E. coli?
I would be like, all right, dude.
No.
Okay.
No, you would fear for your life because I've dehumanized you, and others might not understand that and kill you because they literally think that you're E. coli.
I mean, like, I want to see the algorithm that determines, like, what is less than a human.
That's a good point. Like, what about dolphins?
Yeah, like, you're a dolphin. It's like, is that technically not human level intelligence, but I mean,
but
I think most
close.
People like dolphins.
What about whales?
That's actually a good one, because whale can be used as an insult. Mm. Or a cow. You're a cow.
We slaughter cows every day.
Yeah.
I mean, I ate some cow earlier today, so that probably counts.
There's probably some nuance here that will need to be explored fully, but I don't know that Twitter will bother. They'll probably just... This might be just something to get people off their back, too. I feel like Twitter is constantly taking heat
Well, he did that. He defended Trump. Well, he didn't really defend Trump, but he said he wouldn't censor Trump.
Yeah.
And everybody lost their minds. I think he's been backtracking from that ever since.
Heaven forbid.
You know what? I think Jack Dorsey is a piece of dirt.
Dirt matters, man. Dirt is equivalent to human.
The other big social media news story, which this might have been the big one this week, if not for Facebook's incredible fumble, was the great quarantine on Reddit.
Toxic subreddits are now being quarantined into their own special places.
You don't get advertised on the front page.
Basically, people can't find you unless they already know you're there.
Exactly. There's some other things.
It's basically what we do to the lounge and the forum. Unless you're a special, like, level 2 or 3 user and you know the lounge is there, most people don't realize the lounge is there.
And they announced this big list, and some of them were kind of controversial because they did, like, White Beauty was one of them.
Oh, yeah. That one seems like it is a little bit... I mean, I wouldn't quarantine
But, okay, I agree. Because it is
it's literally obvious. Just being...
But what about the Women of Color subreddit, which is the exact same thing?
That's Black Beauty is the... It's because I understand why they have that, though.
But Black Beauty was a horse.
Black Beauty
Maybe
is also...
Maybe that subreddit's just about Black Beauty.
What if it was, though? I didn't actually look. But I assume, because it's hard to find, like, foundations and stuff like that when you're a person of color, if you're black or whatever. So sometimes they'll share beauty tips that are specific to their
I thought
skin
it
tone.
Was just beautiful women. Because the White Beauty one was just, from what I saw, because I clicked on it during looking at the quarantine, it was just really good-looking white women.
I mean, I guess Black Beauty could be that, but I assumed it was a beauty subreddit in the same care of, like, Our Skincare or something like that.
I don't think anybody is particularly shocked that Reddit is taking a rather political stance and enforcing it in a ham-fisted way. But they're sort of backtracking a little bit, and they're saying that any of these subreddits that have been quarantined, if they clean up their act, if they can prove that they're better now, they can get off the quarantine.
What does
list.
Better mean, though?
Well, they explain it. Yeah. Well, there's some wording.
We're scrolling through.
It's hard to find. We've revised our quarantine policy at a comprehensive appeals process. Oh man, he's so long-winded. I don't know. Basically, you appeal and you explain to them
why you're better. But like, what if you don't know?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Quarantine.
Demonstrating meaningful reform of the community, which means nothing.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's like. Basically, what can I do better? That's frustrating when it's not actual feedback.
You'll submit something, and a team of blue hairs will review it and decide your fate.
Do those people have PTSD too?
Maybe.
They might actually from looking at all the weird subreddits.
Now, this is one that you added.
I did.
And you added it to the bottom rather than the top.
Oh, did it mess up the links below?
And it messed up the links, so I had trouble reading this one this morning. I did view it quickly before the recording began. But I'll let you cover this one completely.
This is something I've been begging for. We've talked about this before with Twitch. Twitch has just added a tagging system. So you can actually tag by language and like all these other filters. But they implemented it in like the most bizarro way that you could think of.
So, I haven't looked at it.
So if you go to Twitch right now, there's just like, say if you just go to like Twitch, you know, browse Overwatch. There's just a thing that says filter and then all of the tags that you could possibly pick are all just jumbled up in a big list. Mm-hmm. As far as I can tell, like, it's not alphabetical. It's just, like, player Anna, and then, like, sort by language Chinese. And, like, you can just randomly select ones, and I'm like, this seems a little weird.
You tag your own stuff, or do viewers tag it?
You tag it. So, like, if you're a Chinese person, you might say, like, okay, I'm streaming Overwatch. I'm going to tag this as a Chinese language stream, and I'm going to tag it as I'm playing Anna.
Well, what if you switch players?
Yeah, it's a little unclear right now how some of this works. And some people are upset, too, because they don't have, like, enough tags. And I hope that Twitch doesn't move toward, like, a free tagging system, because that's just going to be a nightmare. They also added new categories, too. So, like, IRL is going away.
What's replacing it?
They're replacing it with, like, 10 different categories. So there's, like, food and drink, and then there's, like, just talking.
Is there a tag for boobs?
No, there's an ASMR tag.
How about thought?
There should be a tag for that, though, because this seems like what they're trying to get rid of, right? It's like just put it in its own over 18 category.
See, now I think you have a personal vendetta against the Twitch thoughts.
It's just annoying when you're trying to get hopefully this tagging will actually help, but like, it's annoying when you're trying to watch like a creative stream or find something to watch, and all it is boob streamers, and it's like, listen, I have my own boobs. I don't need to look at yours.
Well, listen.
I'm trying to find someone who wants to paint.
Not everybody does. I don't think you're the target audience.
I don't think I am. But, like, if someone's looking for that kind of content, like, why not just put it, why not use the new tagging system you just implemented?
They're never going to add that, first of all, because children can get on there. But here's what I think should
happen.
Not
according to their terms of service. But.
They should, the boob streamers should all choose a really obscure tag that has nothing to do with boob streaming.
And just pick that.
And it's like, let everybody know, hey, this is the boob tag.
Like, so, when people did the Barbie game, when the game isn't listed in Twitch.
Yeah, that's similar to that kind of thing. Yeah, I think that would be the way to go for that.
What else? Oh, they changed D&D is now just general, like, tabletop gaming, I think. Or, like, role-playing games or something like that. Which is nice for people who don't play just D&D.
That's a big...
There's a lot of like nice little quality of life changes, but like the UX still needs a lot of fine tuning, I think. Take a look at it if you're someone who watches Twitch and tell us what you think.
Well, that wraps up social media news. And now on to government. Now we have an interesting story this week. I'm not sure how to feel about this one.
US is contemplating its own version of GDPR. RIP.
So far, I think for the most part, aside from who is and the ridiculous things that websites have had to do to get, you know, like GDPR compliance, GDPR has done some good things. And it's been, I guess, pro-consumer for the most part. But it's so open to abuse. I feel like we have not yet seen how bad GDPR can get. But anyway, the Trump administration, yes, that's right, the right-wingers are talking about the U.S. getting its own GDPR heavily modeled after the UK version or the EU version. The most important thing is the FTC, Federal Trade Commission, and not the FCC, will be in charge of this thing, which is very good news. No thoughts on that?
No thoughts. We'll see how it goes.
Well, I know you're going to have feelings about this one because everybody does.
FCC proposes first major fine against robocaller faking consumer phone numbers. Hooray! Because we get constant
fake calls. I think everybody does at this point.
Yeah.
We had a story last week or week before last that something like 60% of calls are going to be fake robocalls by 2020.
I could, because who calls people anymore unless it's an emergency? Like, why?
So this is going to be...
Text me.
$37.5 million against a certain company that they found doing this. This particular company didn't just use empty numbers in the area. It used real people's phone numbers.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
And it used... There was this one woman. It used her phone number a lot for whatever reason. And she is getting like 14 calls a day with people just cursing at her.
Hey, you called this number.
Yeah. I was like, I don't want your stupid services. Stop calling me. And of course...
I got one like that recently where someone called me, but I missed it. And I called it back and I was like, hi, you called this number. And it was just this little tiny, like, Eastern Kentucky grandma. And she was like, I don't think I did.
How do you know how tiny she was?
Just her little voice was tiny.
She could have been massive.
She could have been. She could have just been a blob on
the couch. She could have been doing bicep curls the entire time you were on the phone with her.
But she had a soft list.
Because she was doing, you know, box squats and she was out of breath.
Is that what you sound like when you're working out? You turn into like a little Southern granny.
It's going to be interesting. I really hope they go through with this. They've already targeted another one that they might go after. But here's the thing. The company that they're fining had already been fined before and went right back to it because it's so profitable.
Yeah.
And it's so easy.
So easy.
I think they're going to have to turn up the... why not jail time, right?
Turn up the heat.
Federal prison.
We'll make it so it's not profitable by fining them so hard that...
I don't know.
Seems like there's solutions there. They're just not looking hard enough.
Well, if you can put that in the good news category, right?
Yeah.
GDPR, maybe good news. And this is definitely more good news. Rare, good government news.
We've got a lot of good news this week. FBI, we can't listen to Facebook Messenger voice calls, and that's a problem. And the judge said, yeah, I don't really care. They pulled a Judge Judy. I like to imagine it was Judge Judy. And Judge Judy was like, you know, she does that thing where she just tells them about themselves. That's the best part of her show.
Now, this is a judge in Fresno. And that worries me a little bit about this. Because it's about MS-13, the infamous drug gang, MS-13. And I worry that this ruling might be somehow tied up in the whole immigration debate.
Oh.
Because MS-13 is the boogeyman that Trump always marched out when he talked about immigration. So this ruling could be like, no, you're not spying on these people just because they're marginalized and undocumented when they're a horrible drug gang. But
I mean, does anyone really want to be spied on, though? I mean,
no, it's
good news for us.
It's good overall. Everybody. I'm just saying, I hope it's good because of the constitutional horrors that it represents and not the red versus blue.
Oh, it's probably more the red versus blue.
I would like to think that it's not, but it's...
You're pulling a Wendell there.
Yeah, that's true.
Where you're
true,
like, right. Everybody is great and kind and sweet.
Well, you know who's not great and kind and sweet? Britain, when it comes to cyber attacks.
They want to create a 2,000-strong cyber force to tackle the Russian threat.
And this is not just defensive. No, no. This is attacks. They want to fight Russia in Russia.
You think they'll just go on like Russian mommy blogs and be like, your recipe for formula wasn't even good. And then the Russian mom is like screaming.
They're posting like really British recipes.
So put a little vinegar in your baby bottle.
Just tea everywhere.
Tea in your baby
Do they drink tea in Russia? I mean,
probably.
It's cold. They probably do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're saying this 2000 is just going to be the beginning. They are in the business of cyber attacking. They're announcing it to the world. This is going to be the Ministry of Defense and GCHQ working together to cyber attack people.
Which is, it seems funny to me that they would announce this.
It is a weird thing to announce. Like,
hey, by the way.
Yeah. New secret court.
Yeah.
Press release.
Hidden entrance.
But I think... they're sort of, I think what they're saying is, we're going to attack every single day, so we're going to take it back to them in the hopes that that scares them off. I don't think it'll work.
But, yeah, well, it's just, what a weirdly...
Also, you have to get it out there because you got to find people. I mean, 2,000 people who know how to do that kind of thing is going to be hard to find.
That's true.
Although, like, probably 1,500 of those people are going to be useless administrators.
Yeah, to monitor the 500 right, people yeah. who are actually doing the work.
Well, we talked about for the past all of September, basically, every other week or every week, we had a story about Aadhaar. I don't know how to pronounce this thing, but it's the Indian biometric database that's been going on for a year, which makes this headline kind of weird.
It was also hacked recently, wasn't it?
It was very
It was very too. Recently hacked. The Supreme Court in India says that is totally legal and it's fine and don't worry about it. But it was just hacked and there's some other issues with it.
The issue, well, people were able to, they got a dump of it, right?
Yeah.
So all the records, that was a while back. But the recent one, the one that was in September, was they were able to hack the onboarding software so that you could just create new people however you wanted.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's weird. The ruling here is that you can't use it for banking, so like a bank can't require you to have one of these accounts. But to pay your taxes or to get welfare, they can require it. So.
What about voting?
Everybody
Was that covered in that?
I don't think they use it for voting. They might. But everybody pays taxes, so you're going to have it.
Yeah.
It's interesting that they were, of course it was an appeal, I'm sure, but they were deciding the legality of it after it had been in use and hacked. And
a thousand other issues with it. That's all legal. It's fine.
We've talked about Dragonfly, the Chinese Google, and how a lot of people are not happy about it. And one of the ex-Google employees who was so unhappy that they quit has come out
and given us some more details about all the horrible things that it will be doing.
Basically confirmed everything we already knew about it. We knew that it was going to be tied to your phone number. They've confirmed that. We knew that they were going to filter certain words like Nobel Prize.
Nobel Prize is a bizarre one to
me.
That's
Well, but usually you get a Nobel Prize for fighting against this type of thing.
Yeah.
So it kind of makes sense. The big new detail we got from this is all Google searches about air quality will automatically return the official government rating for air quality rather than anything else.
Is it ever going to be anything less than 100 in China?
It's always zero pollen, perfectly clean mountain air. It's like carbon scrubbers are on every other street.
There's not even zero pollen here. Like, it's getting ready. Allergy season is ramping up, and I'm not prepared.
Are you not?
No, I have no Benadryl in the house. I got nothing.
What will you do? Gosh. You've got it so much worse than those poor Chinese
people who can't even find out information about the smog killing their citizens.
You've got a high pollen count to deal with, and all they have to deal with is factories churning out toxic chemicals 24 hours a day.
For us to buy stuff on Amazon. Man, I love Amazon.
Such a good site. Well, the not to be, well, I guess, last and least this week is Google. Not only are they in trouble in China, but they're also in trouble here at home.
Google CEO will testify before U.S. House on bias accusations.
Yeah, this has to do with left-wing bias at Google. They've been accused by many politicians of having...
people internally as well.
Yeah, I think it's probably true. Now, we did see a story week before last, I think, where they confirmed a memo was leaked when the immigration... The fly ban, remember Trump's flight ban where you couldn't come in from certain Middle Eastern countries or North Korea or whatever? They thought about using Google searches to try and tell people how to bypass that, how to get around it. They didn't go through with it, but they had like a serious plan in place. It's like, we must defeat Trump on this. And I think that's kind of what they're talking about here.
That seems a little more serious than like, your employees are unhappy because they can't talk about politics, the water cooler.
Yeah. Well, there was the one guy who had the memo. Remember him?
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was another memo that came around after that that they tried to suppress but got out still. They have as good as Google is at archiving everything, they still seem to have this belief that they can hide stuff.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
They can control the narrative. It's like there's just so much. It all gets out eventually.
Or maybe there's a bunch of stuff that hasn't gotten out. And they have
maybe it's worse. Yeah, maybe they have a cult in there, and we don't know about it at the Googleplex.
Well, here's one. I don't know how to feel about it. I've not used Uber. Have you used Uber ever?
I don't have the app or anything, but I've been in an Uber with a friend before.
Yeah. So I don't know how to feel about this one, but
Uber settles data breach investigation for $148 million. If you're on Uber, something got leaked.
Oh, it was all of the it was the records of the trips and everything for the drivers. This was one of the big leaks. That's been a while back. This has been in court for a long time, and so they finally settled $148 million. I don't know how big of a bite that is other than probably not that bad.
No. Uber just redid all their branding.
I think they are in some trouble financially, though.
You wouldn't know that from the new branding guidelines they just released.
Would you ever create branding guidelines? It was like, we're in trouble.
Well, they chose their colors are just black and white. They're like, our brand color is black.
Well, they're bringing the races together.
It's a very stark, like, brutalist kind of redesign.
That's weird because their whole problem has been, like, it's too male-dominated and austere and not welcoming in the corporate culture.
That's what they went for. It's not for, like, it's more, like, for the user-facing side, but it's all very, like,
yeah, but
white
what,
backgrounds
I mean,
on, you know, black text, very, very basic.
What if they just did it up in, like, flowers and pink? Maybe that's too on the nose in this modern day.
They said that black tested best. It was like 60% approval rating among people they tested. It's like, what a sad color, though.
Who gets asked that? And like, if they asked me that, I would probably have no opinion.
I should have posted it in here. It would have been an interesting story to look at, but it was bizarre. Bizarre report I saw online.
Well, this story, I think we talked about this last week, although we might have been talking about it in terms of they were thinking about it. Although I think this might have happened in August. But anyway, this is going to happen.
California just became the first state with an Internet of Things cybersecurity law.
Yeah, so in 2020, California is going to have rules about Internet of Things. I think this, now last week we talked about it was more like switches and routers and stuff having default passwords that you can go back to. But I think this is in that same bill where Internet of Things have to be more secure out of the box. So then an idiot who just plugs it in isn't going to immediately be on a botnet.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's all right.
I guess it's okay. We talked about last week, like one of the problems is if you dig an old switch out of the basement and you need to get it going again, there's no way you know the password. And someone might have scratched off all the stickers and filed off the serial number or whatever. So how would you ever know how to, and the server that it used to run off of has been down for, you know, years because they're out of business. How do you ever get back into it?
You don't.
That's not pro-consumer. Okay. Well, that's the last story. That was kind of a...
It was kind of a downer.
Yeah, kind of a not a great story to end on in hindsight. But hey, maybe if you tune in tomorrow, there'll be more stories. So this was social media and government, and tomorrow will be business. And you know what we're talking about first when it comes to business? Elon.
Elon Musk, the new fragrance from Dior.
The new fragrance of disappointment.
Dior.
We'll see you then.